listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to the On The Money podcast. It's Friday the 12th of September. I'm Stephanie Yusuf, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. The Australian share market has finished the week in positive territory, up 0.68%. I'll have a bit more on that a bit later with Tony Sycamore. But first to the US Consumer Price Index, which has increased 2.9% in the year to August, as expected, in a sign that companies continue to pass on the cost of tariffs to consumers. It's all but confirmed that interest rates there will be cut when the US Federal Reserve meets next week. But by how much? I spoke with AMP's chief economist Shane Oliver to get his insight. So Shane, US inflation rose overnight as expected. Does that lock in an interest rate cut next week?
Look, the inflation numbers are on the high side, so that's certainly a concern, but they were roughly as expected. And I think given the weakness we're seeing in the US jobs market, it's basically the final hurdle for a rate cut. That hurdle has been cleared, and now the Federal Reserve in the US probably, almost certainly, I think, will cut interest rates when they meet next Wednesday. In fact, the money market is pricing more than 100% probability of a 0.25% cut. In other words, they're allowing for some chance that we may even get a 0.5% cut from the Fed.
Meanwhile, the ECB held fire again, raising some thoughts that maybe Europe's at the end of its rate cutting cycle. The same was said about our Reserve Bank last week. Do you think it is the end of the easing cycle?
It's quite possible in Europe, but they are very different to the Reserve Bank in Australia. The ECB they've cut their rates down to 2%. We're at a much higher 3.6%. And so consequently, I think the Reserve Bank still has further to go. The ECB started cutting rates through last year and moved a lot more aggressively. They're now comfortable that inflation is around their 2% target. They've seen somewhat better than expected economic growth. So it is quite possible that the Europeans are at the bottom of the rate cutting cycle, although I reckon we'll probably just get one more cut out of Europe. Whereas Australia, I think, still has a lot further to go. The cash rate at 3.6%. Way, way above where it is in Europe, and also well above levels that I would regard as neutral. And at the same time, we've still got falling inflation in Australia, and there's a bit of an upside risk to unemployment here. So I think the Reserve Bank has more to go, despite the signs that the Europeans may be getting close to the bottom.
Well, the Australian dollar has reached another multi-month high against the greenback and appears to be holding over 66 US cents. Do you expect that to continue, and could it increase pressure on the RBA to cut rates further?
Look, to be honest with you, I think there is a high risk that the Aussie dollar will continue to rise. The fact that it's been able to break out above the 66 US cent level is a positive sign that momentum is starting to build. It's being pushed higher by expectations that the US central bank, the Fed, will cut interest rates below the Reserve Bank's cash rate in Australia. And history tells us that when that happens, the Aussie dollar tends to go higher because it's less attractive to park money in the US, more attractive to park that money in Australia. So I think there's a good chance that we will push higher for the Aussie dollar. That in turn will put a lot of pressure on the Reserve Bank, because a rising Australian dollar puts downwards pressure on inflation here. It also makes it tougher for our exporters and companies that have to compete with imports. In other words, it's a de facto monetary tightening, and therefore that could put more pressure, and almost certainly I think will put more pressure on the Reserve Bank to maybe cut interest rates further than most economists and the money market expect.
It's been a very busy week this week. What can we look forward to next week?
Well, there's a bunch of things coming out next week. On Monday, we've got economic activity data coming out of China, and that, of course, is very important for Australia. Things like retail sales, industrial production. Bottom line is that's probably going to remain fairly sluggish. Then, of course, on Wednesday, we have two central banks meeting. The Fed, of course, they're expected to cut rates. Also, the Bank of Canada, also expected to cut interest rates. On Thursday, we've got jobs data for August in Australia. It's probably going to show a bit of a rise in employment, but probably not enough to stop the unemployment rate rising to 4.3%. And then on Friday, we've got the Bank of Japan meeting, and they're probably going to leave interest rates on hold, but signal, and they're in a very different state of mind compared to other central banks, so they'll probably signal that they're still on track to raise interest rates a little bit further. from where they are at present. So that interest rate in Japan is just 0.5%. So they're in the process of gradually raising interest rates. They're where we were many years ago, and are lagging what we were doing, and of course the Fed and other central banks. So it's a fairly busy week with that data from China, central banks meeting, and of course the Australian jobs data on Thursday.
That was AMP Chief Economist Shane Oliver. To the Australian share market, which has closed up 0.68%, 7 of the 11 sectors finished in the black, the bank and miners lifting the index, offsetting big losses from the energy stocks. For more, I spoke with Tony Sycamore from IG Markets.
It's been an up and down week for the ASX. Today it's in positive territory with most of the sectors in the black. What's driving the markets today?
It has been a very choppy week for the ASX 200, with today's gains ensuring it finishes the week nearly unchanged. But behind today's rally, which has got us back to flat for the week, it's been fresh record highs on Wall Street overnight and a solid day of gains for the big banks and the big mining giants.
US inflation rose to 2.9% as expected, ahead of the Fed Reserve's decision next week. What do you think? Does that lock in an interest rate over there?
Yeah, the inline CPI report we saw overnight, combined with the weak jobs data we've seen over the past week, has reinforced expectations that the Federal Reserve will resume its rate cutting cycle next week. We think it's likely to start with a 25 basis point rate cut next week, rather than that supersized 50 basis point rate cut that some are calling for.
The Australian dollar is also doing really well. It's reached another multi-month high against the greenback and appears to be holding above that 66 cent benchmark. Do you expect that to continue?
The Aussie has had a cracking week. It's up around 1.6% this week, on track to hit that 67 cent level that we've been looking for. Now, if it can get above 67 cents, that would likely be the green light for it to trade up towards 70 cents. And most likely that will come due to the idea that the Fed is going to cut rates sooner and more deeply than expected, and certainly more deeply than we expect the RBA to.
Virgin Australia has released its annual report today, and that revealed that former CEO Jane Hrdlicka has gone home with a $50 million exit package, a big payday for her. The company's share price is up today. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, certainly the payout there has raised eyebrows today. But I think what's happened is the rise in the share price is explained because investors have really looked at it as a one-off, and instead they're focusing on the growth and outlook of the competitive position of Virgin up against Qantas. And with those two now sharing about 95 to 90% of the domestic market, it does look like a very cozy duopoly out there. So at this point of time, it does look to be a good outlook for Virgin and also for Qantas, and I think that's what investors are focusing on today.
Is there any other company news catching your attention today?
Yeah, Ventia Services have surged 4.5% today, up to around $5.25. The company, which provides maintenance and cleaning services, locked in a big $2.7 billion deal with the Australian Department of Defence early this week. Today, it signed a facility management contract extension with the City of Sydney. So good news for that company today and earlier in the week, certainly giving the share price a boost today.
Finally, where are the opportunities for investors?
It's hard to go past gold at the moment. We have seen it have a wonderful run over the past 4 weeks, rising above $3,600. I expect that to continue into year end. There are still concerns about the Fed's independence, expectations of deeper rate cuts from the Fed. We're now pricing in 150 basis points of Fed rate cuts into the end of 2026. And on top of that, you're seeing strong demand from both private and institutional investors, including central banks. So any dips which you see in gold are likely to be very well supported.
That was IG Markets analyst Tony Sycamore. That's all for today. Thank you for joining me. Ricardo will be back next week.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions.